You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. Welcome to the program that puts its money where its fantasies are. And I don't know how much longer I can do this for. To be honest, I can't breathe, man. I can't breathe. Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. I understand it was mandatory costume day today. And this is my costume, man. I do this every year. This is the one. For the record, they will not let you do this in a strip club in Los Angeles. I nearly got beat up by security. But that's another story. We got a lot of stuff to get to on the program. World Series, Halloween, trade deadline in the NFL. Oh, man. Well, I know it's even scarier now. I'm aware. I apologize. It's pretty bad when a Joker's better looking than you are. But that's where we're at right now, Halloween. All right, so what do we got here? We got Dave Malinsky stepping up and in on the program today. We got Mike Cardano joining us on the program. We got Gary and Thorne in studio with us. Although, I don't know, is Gary going to surprise us with some Halloween thing? Listen, I don't even look at the damn company emails, guys. I don't know my password. People are like, did you get the email? I'm like, what? I don't know. If you want to tell me something, you got to tell me something, tell me something. Don't email me. All right? I don't know. But from what I understood, it was like mandatory. Camera 2 Drew, he's always in costume. He's dressed as like he is every day. A clown. How about that LeBron James? Tonight on Morenci Unfiltered, we'll have some fun with this, actually. We'll show you some of the cooler Halloween costumes that are out there. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, though, guys. If you're a single guy, and, you go out and stuff, make sure you go out tonight. Tonight's the night, basically. Like, tonight is like, hell, I should go out tonight. Like, pretty much, it's impossible not to get laid tonight. We'll put it that way. It's one of these nights, like, tonight, like, there'll be more bursts you'll see, you know, the spike 9 months after tonight type of deal. It's Halloween, man. It's fantasy, right? You know, if I walk up to someone and I hit on them, they're going to be like, oh, God, who's this middle-aged bald guy? I walk up to them like this. What's going on, baby? What up? Suddenly, hey, they want to dance. You're grinding, man. You're grinding. Halloween's where it's at. Halloween's where it's at. You know what's cool about Halloween, too? I've been taking candy from my condo lobby every morning, and a lot of it. I figure, why not? I pay $2,000 a month rent. The least they can do is give me some freaking Skittles. All right, so Dave Malinsky's on the show, Mike Cardano, Gary and Thorne. We got a lot of stuff to get to. I was going to do an intro, but I decided not to because I can't breathe. Game Time Decisions on the Fantasy Sports Network continues.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Game Time Decisions on the Fantasy Sports Network continues. Listen, welcome to the NFL Trade Deadline Special. I didn't even know the NFL had a trade deadline. Like, all kidding. I knew they had a trade deadline, but we've never seen anything like this before, ever. Jimmy Garoppolo, we'll do sort of the mini intro now. Jimmy Garoppolo traded last night, second round pick, San Francisco 49ers. Dwayne Brown. Now, to me, this Dwayne Brown one has the most impact, even more so than Jay Ajayi. Jay Ajayi, if you just got out of jail this morning, if you're in the drunk tank, Jay Ajayi is now a member of the Philadelphia Eagles, and Adam Gase is coming out swinging. Basically, you know, shut up, Gase, dude. Who are you? Adam Gase, you know, they always do this. Anytime a player gets traded from a team, the city of Boston's the biggest at doing this. The Red Sox, the Bruins, they all do it. Whenever a player gets traded, the team will always go to the local beat guy, the local reporter, and they'll smear the guy on the way out to justify, because right now Miami Dolphin fans are saying, what the hell's going on here, man? Well, what's going on? Why do we just trade a star running back for a freaking fourth-round pick? And the Dolphins know this, so it's a public relations battle. Everything's a lie, guys, in the media, even sports. Fake news, okay, except me. Everything's fake. So basically, so what they do is the Dolphins now will basically call in the beat guys off the record and everything else. And, yeah, you know, yeah, he was a bad guy. He was late for practice, selfish. You know, he wanted the ball. Even after we won, he complained. They just pour it on thick. And Adam Gase says, we're not cutting slack for ill-prepared players anymore, like sending a message or something. Like, yeah, like all the Miami Dolphins problems, all the Miami, you know, and Donovan Sue choking people and you guys quitting and you giving $10 million to a quarterback that could care less and would be rather walking his dog than playing in the NFL. Yeah, it's all Jay Ajayi's fault. You know what? Screw you, Gase. I see through your crap, and I know everyone else in the media sucks up the coaches and GMs. It's like watch a college football game. Every college coach is doing a great job with the program, according to the announcers. They could be 0-10, but he's doing a great job. Yeah, whatever. You're not doing a good job. None of you are. Dave Malinsky does a great job. That's why we like him as much as we do. We call him the professor. You want to get smarter, you go over to sportsbookreview.com. You read his daily column, Vegas Point Blank. It's right there on the front page. Dave Malinsky joins us straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. How you doing, Dave?
Yeah, I'm very curious, Gabe, because I've got some people who've set an over-under line on this. Now that you've become so popular across so many different networks, what is the over-under tonight on how many trick-or-treaters come to my house dressed as you? Think about that.
It's going to be, we'll see, security. I don't think security will let him in, actually, with a bunch of little me's running around here. I really wish I would have popped this up on Halloween. And I just want to say, great job, guys, decorating the set here on Halloween. Like, is it Halloween? For the love of God, man. Okay, Dave, I wish we could get a picture up. I don't know if you guys can do this quick enough. If you can, you can. If you can't, you can't. But LeBron James dressed up as the clown from It. And he's pretty freaking creepy looking, man. And I just say, imagine, Dave, you know, not only some people get creeped out by clowns, but you got a clown. This guy's like 6'9", man. You got this creepy clown, 6'9", walking down the street. It would freak the crap out of me.
I actually like that, though. And it's kind of a shame that for whatever reason, and maybe it's just the social media era, because if Michael Jordan had played in the social media era, imagine how less popular he would be. I don't know why more people don't like LeBron.
He wouldn't do that. It's funny you say that, because I guarantee you, and listen, I'm a big Jordan fan. I used to, you know, trust me, he used to be the man, you know, my guy, so to speak. But he's too serious for that. He would never do that. You know, he'd be like, no, it'll hurt my brand. Like, he thinks like a politician does. LeBron's like a big kid, screw it. And he goes all out and he dresses up like the movie guy. You know, I don't have a problem with that. Like you said, he's having fun.
Now, here's what he needs his teammates to do, is dress up as guys that know how to play defense.
Yeah, maybe Tristan Thompson can dress up like a guy that cares less about a Kardashian and more about earning his money.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people who say, oh, Cleveland's off to the typical slow start. That doesn't matter. They'll pick it up when the playoffs come around. It's one thing to have a slow start. It's another to just be utterly terrible on defense. And Cleveland has been terrible. Number 28 in the NBA so far at PP per 100 defense. They've got some issues ahead. So nice that they can have a little bit of fun along the way, but they've got some basketball things to address later on.
And we'll get, if we can't get that LeBron picture right now, we'll get it up on Morenci Unfiltered tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Television Network. There's NBA guys here the best, man. Steph Curry's driving around his jigsaw in a parking lot. Isaiah Thomas is Eazy-E, and he looks just like him. It's awesome. So, yeah, fun stuff. And there's a fun video out there, too, of the Pelicans. And Antonio Davis and Holiday and Cousins went to a haunted house. Except it's a pretty good haunted house. And, you know, it's funny seeing Cousins, big, tough guy. He was scared for real, man. Cousins is like, you know, he's like, oh, my God. He's dropping F-bombs. He runs out of the haunted house all freaked out after. Some fun stuff out there. Props to the NBA. Unlike the NFL, the NBA knows how to have a little fun. All right, Dave, ton of stuff to get to. Crazy trades. You and I spoke last night about the Niners, Jimmy G. Dwayne Brown of the Seahawks, I think, is massive. And And then Jay Ajayi, sort of sexy, sort of the, you know, the sprinkles on top of a sundae. Pretty clear, though, Dave. And we talked about the wide openness of the NFL right now. There's never a trade deadline like this in the NFL. They don't trade players midseason in this league. And if they do, they're scrubs. So
Makes you wonder what can happen over the rest of the day, too.
Exactly.
Add T.Y. Hilton to that list.
Yeah, and Buffalo Bill fans are really hoping that T.Y. Hilton somehow ends up with the Bills. But, Dave, this is symbolic, isn't it? Elliott suspended, Aaron Rodgers out. You know, Patriots are winning, but they're not scaring anybody, really. I think there's a lot of GMs that are saying, you know what, guys, this is it. Let's jump in right now. We have a shot this year.
Yeah, there's nobody that you fear, you know, out there. So Seattle knows, what do we need? We need Dwayne Brown, and he's available. Let's go make that happen. Philadelphia, I think, Gabe, they were getting concerned that LeGarrette Blount was starting to run out of steam a little bit already. So that, yeah, they can still save him for particular roles. He can be the goal line guy. He can be the third and one guy, but he can't be the 15 to 20 carry guy. So they needed to go out and make that deal. There are a lot of teams. Now, of course, the one thing that's in big demand are offensive linemen. Outside of Brown, that's probably going to be it. There's nobody that good that's still left out there. But one of the things I think that Miami was trying to say, and we've seen Gase talk about this the last couple of weeks, they have to do it his way or they're going to be gone. Now, sometimes that's what a coach will do when he's under pressure. That's going to be an awkward transition. But you know who's transitioning this so remarkably well, Gabe? It's your Buffalo Bills, because in the offseason, it's Sean McDermott saying, look, we're going to clean house. We're going to do things a certain way. They're cleaning house, but they're winning as part of the process. He's doing a terrific job.
Yeah, while stockpiling picks as well. And, you know, Buffalo Bill fans, listen, they, you know, the Bills are 5-2 right now. There's some excitement around this franchise. And every time there's one of these players and there's trade rumors out there, Bills fans are like, let's get him. Let's get him. You know, that seems to be the common perception right now. You know, the Bills are getting it done with no-name guys on offense, with the exception of McCoy. You know, Logan Thomas, Nick O'Leary, Thompson, Andre Holmes. You know, Zay Jones actually started to make some plays for them. So I think Zay is going to continue to get better on a weekly basis from here on out. But I can't argue that, you know, another weapon would be nice to go along with Jordan Matthews that's getting healthy right now. But it's got to be a good fit. And, you know, there was talk about Jimmy Graham going to the Buffalo Bills. I don't see that, because McDermott's not a star type of guy. But if the Buffalo Bills can get a T.Y. Hilton, I think they've got to do it. As far as shaking things up right now, Dave, the Patriots and the Eagles are the two respective favorites to win their conferences. It's hard for me. I know the Eagles, and everything's going their way, but I'm not penciling the Eagles into the Super Bowl just yet. I'm not even ready. I can pencil the Pats in, but the AFC is kind of weaker. As you know, the Jags are in, the Titans are in, the Bills are in, etc. Looks like the Steelers and the Patriots in the AFC, and the NFC's wide open, Dave. I mean, are the Saints suddenly, you know, if you're the Saints, why not, right? I mean, I look at this. The product on the field has been terrible this year, Dave, but the playoffs are going to be a lot of fun, because it looks like we're going to have some fresh blood in here.
No, I think about one of the big things about Seattle getting Dwayne Brown in terms of what it means in the playoffs, it means the Eagles didn't get him as well. So if you're perceiving, if you're Seattle, you think Philadelphia might be the biggest challenge, what do the Eagles need this week more than anything else?
Yep.
They need a left tackle. You managed to get a guy that not only helps you, but in that direct matchup, which we're likely to see in January, you've one-upped one of your big competitors.
All right, Dave, Astros-Dodgers, game six, such a busy sports day, and this is the highlight of it this evening. Halloween, Dodger Stadium, World Series, Verlander on the hill for the Astros. And interesting, too, because the Dodgers probably could have gotten Verlander. They could have. But they preferred Darvish. I think they wanted Darvish more long-term, they figured, than Verlander. And Verlander's owed the $28 million next year, et cetera. But, you know, it might be a decision that comes back and haunts them with hindsight here. You know, this one's interesting, Dave, because the casual fan on Twitter who never loses, as I know you saw my tweet this morning, Dave Perdue, ESPN gaming columnist, stated that, get this, the Vegas books, They won for the 50th straight month in a row. And I said, that's impossible. I've never seen a sports bettor lose on Twitter before. Yeah, everyone wins every bet all the time. I don't know how the books made money for the 50th month in a row. But it's funny because everyone in the public, Dave, it's like, there's no way the Dodgers can beat Verlander. They're done. Verlander this, Verlander that. Yeah, clearly the betting market disagrees with this as the money keeps on coming in on the Dodgers. Dodgers minus 120 now, Dave, when Verlander opened up as the favorite.
The big thing is going to be Verlander's comfort level early in the game. That's one thing we love about it being 2017, and we can bet the end running so that we can do this after the game has begun. Verlander has openly talked about the baseball bothering him in game two. And now it might look like he pitched well. You know, six innings, only two hits, but both of the hits were home runs. He hung some bad pitches there. Now the key is when they're talking about these baseballs, it's the baseballs being a little more, they're called, using the phrase slick. So if the pitchers say slick, I will use slick. They're not able to snap the sliders off as much. So Verlander had one swinging strike off of a slider in game two. That was the low count for the entire season. So that people understand this right, it's not that these balls are juiced that they're carrying further. It's they're slicker. The breaking pitches aren't as sharp, which means they're hanging in the zone, and you can't hang pitches in the zone against these two offenses.
These two offenses have combined for 22 home runs, the most in a single World Series ever. Not surprising coming in, knowing that there were 10 guys with 20 or more home runs coming into this. The combined 25-run outburst Sunday was tied for the second largest in a World Series game ever, trailing only the 29-run score between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Philadelphia Phillies in 1993. I would expect this game to be a lot lower scoring this evening. So we talk about Verlander. What are you expecting from Rich Hill?
A big thing with Rich Hill tonight is they want to see if he can extend. Rich Hill is okay the first couple passes through a lineup. But at his age, it's that third pass where he gets a little tired and the hitters see the velocity of that curveball and get to pick it up a little bit better. So Hill is a bit of a wild card because if he can't get to the sixth or seventh tonight, Dodgers just have such a scramble. They don't know if Brandon Morrow can go or if he needs another day off. Kenton Maeda they'd like to use in middle relief. Not sure they can do that with him. They don't know if they could bring Alex Wood out of the bullpen
tonight. Do you trust Morrow psychologically? I guess I would, but I'd try to avoid using him if I could, Dave.
Yeah, the problem with Morrow the other night was just he was just dead gassed. It was five games in six nights.
Exactly.
If he goes tonight, it would be six games in eight nights.
And let's say, Dave, you don't use him tonight, and then you do go seven, and he's going on the hill in a tough spot for the first time since the meltdown in a game seven. That's you're rolling the dice on that one as well. There's a lot of fascinating storylines coming into tonight's baseball game.
There really are. Could the major guy out of the bullpen for Houston tonight be Lance McCullers? You know, that's something that happened in Yankee Stadium earlier in the playoffs. That may be where they go because as we read more and more about the baseball, one of the things that Houston said they wouldn't do is they wouldn't use Giles again because they thought his confidence was shot. Well, part of the reason his confidence is shot is he throws about as high a percentage of sliders as anybody on either team, and he wasn't able to snap that off. If Major League Baseball says, okay, we've heard what you guys are saying, we're going to go back to the regular season balls tonight, does it bring someone like Giles back into play again? Similar thing with Yu Darvish, who the Dodgers would ideally use on Wednesday. Darvish is a slider guy. He didn't have a single swing and miss of his slider in his start at Houston. Well, if it's going to be the same baseball, do you trust Darvish out there? So we're talking about all these things we ideally wouldn't be talking about at this time, but it's part of what we do have to focus on.
So, Dave, I'll ask you directly. Will there be a baseball game tomorrow?
I'm going to say no because I trust Verlander over Hill for this inning tonight. And for all the edge that the Dodgers had in the bullpen when the series started, that pen has so many people gassed. You know, even if they do have a lead late, Jansen is more vulnerable than he's been. You know, he threw 33 pitches on Sunday night. I think Verlander will handle the pressure well. I think, and now it's a quick second look too at Rich Hill. You know, seeing Verlander back to back doesn't help you too much. Seeing Rich Hill back to back can help you. So I think Houston finishes the season tonight.
Dave Malinsky, SBR, joining us, sportsbookreview.com. You can read his daily column, Vegas Point Blank. It's right there on the front page. All right, Dave, another interesting sporting event tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder and the Milwaukee Bucks. And, you know, and NBA observers, people have followed this league closely, have been talking about the Greek Freak as an MVP candidate and sort of displacing Westbrook as the new monster. And it's funny, Westbrook, people say, oh, Westbrook's not a point guard, Westbrook's selfish, Westbrook's this and that. He really isn't. And we're seeing Westbrook, Westbrook will distribute the basketball if there's somebody to distribute the basketball to. But the Oklahoma City Thunder is still trying to work things out, Dave. So much going on in the sports world right now. Have you had a chance to watch this Thunder team play? And how are they gelling together, these guys? Because it seems like they're still trying to figure it out, actually. And it looks like Carmelo is already sort of getting phased out a bit here.
And he probably should be. I mean, he just has such a limited game at this stage of his career. He's a ball stopper. He's not a great rebounder. He's not a great defender. Yes, when the ball's in his hands, he can score. But that's pretty much it. Well, that's not what Oklahoma City really needed as a finishing piece. So I don't know if there is an upside here. For what they thought they were getting by bringing in George, bringing in Carmelo Anthony, I wouldn't be surprised if they finished fourth or fifth out there in the West. I don't see the upside. I do see it from Milwaukee because they've got a chemistry that's developing. Not the upper-level talent to win the East yet, but there's enough chemistry developing there where I could see them being in the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't think the price is in the right place on the game tonight. I don't think Milwaukee should be the underdog at home. A couple of Vegas joints you could take +2. With the Bucks right now, I think at +2, Milwaukee's worth putting in pocket.
Yeah, I'm seeing. I got a +1.5 right now. Hopefully, I can get that too. And the Greek Freak, through Milwaukee's first six games, averaging a league high 34.7 points, 10.7 rebounds, 5.5 assists. He scored 30 or more points in five of Milwaukee's six games this season. He's the first player in NBA history to average at least 34. 10 and 5 through the first six games of the season. We should know Greg Monroe will be out for the Bucks this evening.
That does hurt a little bit in terms of their rotation, but we'll see some of the Oklahoma City weakness get developed. Who is going to defend the Greek Freak? They just don't have that player on their roster right now. I think team defense is going to be a problem for OKC all year. So in a game that's got a chance to settle down into being a half-court grinder, this is not the way OKC prefers to play.
Dave, we've got a couple more minutes because my intro is much shorter. I couldn't breathe with the hood on, so I did a shorter intro. But a game I'm playing tonight, looking at the Pacers laying 5 against Sacramento, looking at teams. I like Sacramento on paper in the offseason, and I like what they did, but I'm kind of disappointed that, you know, they haven't figured it out. I get it. It's still early in the season. But even through training camp, they really haven't figured out a solid rotation yet, Dave. And I hate to say it, but it looks like the same old Kings. I watched them the other night. You can see George Hill was perplexed. And like, you could just tell his frustration in the last minutes of games when he sees the mental mistakes that this Sacramento team will make. Yeah, they've got some talent. And, yeah, I think they can cover some point spreads when getting points as a home dog. But I think this price is a little short against the Pacer team. That's, they're having fun playing the game right now.
They're having more fun, or they seem closer to their chemistry than Sacramento is. And with Sacramento, it's part of it is you want to think, okay, this is a work in progress. It's going to take a while. Now, will these pieces necessarily fit together in the long term anyway? And these pieces just might not mesh. So when they come to town, a home team like Indiana realizes, hey, this is a game we can win. You go and you get that one when it's laid out for you.
And finally, in closing, Dave, we won't speak before the football game that I will be attending between the Bills and the Jets. There's still a couple hours before trade deadline, so who knows if the Buffalo Bills or the New York Jets will do something for that matter, although I doubt the Jets do. Bills, Jets, the line keeps bouncing around, man, from 3 to 3.5. I'm seeing it up to 3.5 again right now. You have an early thought on this game?
If it gets to four, I get tempted to back the Jets a little bit here because, you know, McCown's been competent enough. The defensive front can be a little salty. But here's the issue with Buffalo. There is such a reliance on LeSean McCoy. So 27 rush attempts against Oakland and 6 receptions. That's a big workload going into a short week. And if McCoy is only, let's say, 85 or 90% of himself, if he's just a fraction of a step slow, there really isn't anywhere else to go yet with that offense. So that's enough for me to consider the Jets if it gets to four. And, of course, Thursday night standalone, these numbers are a little more volatile. On game day, we just might find a four.
We encourage you to go to sportsbookreview.com, Vegas Point Blank, right there on the front page. And Dave wrote about the World Series today, about the NFL, about where to find some great traditional Jamaican food in Las Vegas, and talked about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers situation, Carolina Panthers. Great column today, Dave. And you and I will have to go out for some jerk chicken next time I come back to Vegas.
That would be a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, Dave.
Hey, good luck, everybody.
Dave Malinsky with a Striven and Striven Las Vegas, Nevada. We take a quick break. Who do we got next? Gary and Thorns joining us next. Dolphin talk, baseball talk.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Time decisions on the Fantasy Sports Network continues. And if you want to be as comfortable as me and Gary and look, check out DX Racer. Great chairs, man. You can get a 15% discount. Fantasy 2017. Fantasy 2017. Get a 15% discount on your DX Racer. I'll be getting mine in a couple of weeks. All right, Doper.Games. Fantasy sports just got a lot easier to play and win with the hottest new games by Doper.Games. No more long lineups or complicated salary caps. Create at least 3 matchups you want, and you're good to go. Make any combination of matchups you want. Play quarterbacks, receivers, even pick across multiple sports. Don't worry about competing with 100,000 other people. You're competing with yourself. Pick over, under, fantasy fantasy point matchups for various players. You can cross over sports. You pick 3, you win. You get paid 6-1. If you want to play a free contest, just use promo code PUNT. That's promo code PUNT. Enter a free contest, win cash prizes just for joining. Sign up now at Dolbert.Games. All right, let's talk some fantasy football. Let's talk some baseball. Gary and Thorne now joins us. We'll get to the World Series in a moment. But, Gary, what was...
It's like they knew I was coming on the show today. We need
it's unbelievable. It's perfect synergy. What was your surprise level? Like when you saw Jay and Jay Trey, were you like, oh, wow? Were you like, ah, it doesn't surprise me? Shock. On a scale of 1 to 10, what was your reaction as far as surprise was concerned?
I think the initial seeing of it on my phone, I was about an 8 or 9 in terms of shock. Because, you know, the Dolphins, it's a strange season. You watch their Thursday night game
aren't
against the Ravens.
4-3?
That's the thing. You forget.
It's the most negative 4-3 team ever.
They've got, I think they're like, their point differential this season is like negative 65, but they're still technically in the playoff hunt. So it's kind of weird to see them trade arguably their best player. But in a way, the more I thought about it, when you really look at the clues and the way that Jay Ajayi has been treated by this organization, it's very clear Adam Gase did not like Jay Ajayi.
No.
And, you know, as happens, I heard you talking about this at the top of the show, and I kind of made a joke about it on Twitter too. Inevitably, 15 minutes after this trade went down, you start hearing about sort of the locker room cancer that Jay Ajayi
always happens,
was.
Right?
Always happens. That's not concerning to me. The
so
one
Adam,
thing.
Adam Gase, just for the record, Adam Gase said after the team's 40-0 loss the other night that he's fed up, quote, I'm fed up, and quote, I'm done compromising for ill-prepared players.
Yeah.
pretty strong words and pretty, that's a pretty big character assassination on Jay Ajayi.
And apparently, you know, there's been articles written in the Herald and a lot of Miami newspapers that, you know, this included Jarvis Landry in this sort of thing.
Yep.
And that these guys weren't taking the playbook home with them. They weren't studying the plays at home. And the thing with Ajayi that I think was kind of the breaking point with Gase was apparently he was looking to make the touchdown every play. He was looking to break every play. He wasn't following his blocking. But I could argue, again, we talked about this going into that Thursday night game. Ajayi struggled this season, but in that game on Thursday night, he had 13 carries for 23 yards. You could argue of those first eight carries, he was contacted behind the line of scrimmage on six of them.
And if you have a guy with home striking, if you have a guy with power in baseball, and you don't tell him to bunt.
And if you have no other offensive weapons,
yeah, so
maybe let him do his thing.
There's always a joke, and Chris Meaney will appreciate this one. He's talking with Brian Wilde, longtime Montreal media guy. And he was talking about Michel Therrien and how about he got, remember he got mad at P.K. Subban because he cost him a game in Denver once. Ooh, better trade him. You know, cost him a game by gambling once. And he said, Michel Therrien, if he was coach of the Golden State Warriors, he'd tell Curry to stop shooting so many threes.
Yeah, just,
and
just
it's
reel
almost
it
like
back
Bill
a little
O'Brien.
Bit.
Is Bill O'Brien coaching Deshaun Watson? I guarantee you, Deshaun Watson's doing a million things that Bill O'Brien would tell him, don't do that. No, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. So when I see Gase, I don't know if Gase has the street cred, dude. Does he have the credibility? He's been around. And the same Gase that brought in Jay Cutler into this mix.
And here's the thing.
So if you're on the team, you're thinking, you know what, Gase? You're ripping Ajayi. He was good. You brought in Cutler, who's not good. What's going on here?
I think it's a situation where Gase is trying to reestablish his control of this team.
Yes.
And I think he's saying, look, if you're not going to play in my system, you're out of here.
Which, it's tough to do midseason, though, Gary.
It's tough
you
to do midseason.
You set that tempo in the offseason.
And I understand, and this is the thing. This is my major point with the Jay Ajayi thing. And I keep bringing up the example of Trent Richardson. And it's key because when your organization can't do something as well as the Browns can do, the best transaction the Browns have had in the last half decade was trading Trent Richardson after his rookie season because they realized this guy's not good. And they traded him early in the season in September to the Colts. Granted, the Colts, you know, Vic Ballard goes down. They needed a running back, et cetera, et cetera. But they traded him while his value was still high coming off that big rookie season. If the Dolphins knew they didn't like Ajayi, if Gase knew he didn't like Ajayi, we all can go back to week one in Seattle last season when he's not even on the charter plane to Seattle because he's in Adam Gase's doghouse. If you don't like Jay Ajayi, trade Jay Ajayi after he runs for 1,300 yards, trade him in the offseason. Oh, can you trade this guy? Because, you know, rampant speculation the team's a playoff team.
Do you like
How
the
about you trade him
pick?
After your quarterback gets hurt?
Some rage.
It's a clear buying window for other teams. Don't hang on to this guy. Maybe trade Jay Ajayi and don't spend $10 million on Jay Cutler. Chalk it up to a lost season, recoup some draft picks, and get your own high draft pick inside the top five. So I don't understand what they're doing here, Gabe. I really don't. When you're worse than the Cleveland Browns at trading assets, you're a real terrible organization.
Wow, some rage from Gary and Thorne. That's you know, we weren't expecting that. Okay, from a fantasy perspective right now, it's kind of a step down. Well done, Gary. Bravo.
Thank you.
Job well done. Is it Kenyon Drake or is this Damian Williams guy going to get a chance? Seems like Damian Williams because they've seen a lot from Drake. Seems like they want to give Williams an opportunity. From a fantasy perspective, I don't know. I saw him this morning and I figured, why not? Let's pick him up, right? Just stash him here in case something happens.
I think what you can do is you can let people get too excited about Kenyon Drake because I think if people right now are sort of figuring out what their fab budgets are going to be for these guys.
They've never heard of Damian Williams.
Exactly.
And they've heard of Drake.
They want to go after Drake. So maybe you put in a lowball offer on Damian Williams. I'm not saying he's going to be the better of the two, but it's clear that Damian Williams was the running back that Gase preferred to be his pass-catching and third-down running back. Like, Kenyon Drake's greatest skill might be pass-catching. Damian Williams was a focal point of not only this passing attack this season, but also was a guy who was a red zone passing attack threat last season. For Adam Gase. So I think that Drake is probably going to get a shot. I think a lot of people are looking at it like Damian Williams' role will not change. He'll be the third down back. He'll be the pass catching back. He'll be the blocking back. And Kenyon Drake might be the guy who steps into first down and second down. But this is a team that, first and foremost, the offensive line has looked terrible. They're the only team in the NFL without a rushing touchdown so far this season. They have zero rushing attempts inside the opponent's five-yard line. Like, this is not a fantasy plentiful situation.
You're telling me all season they have
zero rushing attempts.
So not touchdowns, but you mean attempts.
They haven't even attempted
to run the ball inside
the five.
So you're telling me they haven't run the ball once inside the five?
They have not, Gabe.
Through seven games?
Through seven games.
It's almost impossible.
It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. So I don't think either of these two guys goes into any week this season, unless one has clearly established himself as the lead dog as even an RB2. But, like, you look at Kenyon Drake. Sure, you know his name because all his games are broadcasted Saturday at 3:30 on
CBS. Yeah, he played for Alabama.
He was never even a lead back at Alabama.
No, he
never carried the full load. He was always a
tertiary
guy. He was there with Richardson.
He was Richardson's backup. He was there with Richardson.
It's just a situation I don't think – obviously, you got to pick someone up because you got to pick up all the running backs who start games in the NFL, but neither of these guys are in a good fantasy situation. And I don't think Ajayi is in a great situation either. Like, I would say it's mostly coach speak that they've come out and said that Blunt's not going to lose his job, that he's still the starting running back. But, you know, Ajayi was sixth in the NFL in carries this season. Like, the volume's going to go down.
I see Ajayi being the running back and then Blunt being the power back inside the fives, et cetera.
Well,
I think that's sort of the Patriots role that he was brought in for.
I think the interesting thing with Ajayi, and you'll remember this because a lot of people forget because he was not utilized this way at all in Miami. Jay Ajayi was one of the best pass-catching running backs in college football
at Boise State. And you know what? In the offseason, he worked on it
he worked on it a lot.
To show them. And I heard in the offseason, I remember Tannehill, they said this guy's got crazy glue on his hands, catching it backwards,
catching
over his hand, everywhere. Yeah.
So I think that the Eagles, who right now, I think it's like Wendell Smallwood leads their running backs with 13 targets this season. Like, Jay Ajayi might be the pass-catching running back in Philadelphia because, you know, LeGarrette Blunt's not going to be catching any passes out of the backfield.
Should've got Meany on for the next segment, actually. Get the other side.
Get the other side of the story.
Gary's
exactly.
All angry. Meany's chuckling away over there. He's like, yeah, Jay Ajayi. Hey, Eagles are all in. They got nothing to lose. Look, put it this way. You give a fourth-round pick, and the Eagles' record is essentially
it's a fifth-round pick.
Late for a fourth-round pick. And if you're the Eagles, you got another weapon. I like this better than this Calvin Johnson talk. What do you need Calvin Johnson for if you're the Eagles?
I don't think you say no.
I know, and you're right.
Calvin Johnson's willing to come out of retirement.
Yeah.
You don't have to trade anything for
and
him.
And also, you know, Garrett, a lot of teams that would be 7-1 would say, what the hell are you doing bringing this guy in? What are you doing? And they'd be offended. I think Calvin Johnson is so liked and so respected that anyone would say, oh, damn, man, this is Calvin Johnson. Let's learn from him, and he can't hurt our team.
You see it across all sports, too. It's like when you bring these guys in at the deadline, it's one of those things that management says to the players, like, we think you're good enough to win the Super Bowl. We're just trying to build it up.
We've only got a minute left right now. Have we figured out, is that Larry Fitzgerald at the airport in Boston, or is it a black guy with dreads? Okay, can we confirm this? Because I saw people going crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, Fitzgerald.
Yeah. Good story.
All right, fake picture.
Fake news.
Fake news. What do you expect from the Patriots? Can't trust anything around these guys.
You want a World Series?
That's great. It's a picture of Fitzgerald from a couple of years ago at the airport. Stupid internet. All right, Garrett. Game 6. Belinsky says the series ends tonight. I say it doesn't. What do you say?
I say it ends tonight.
Oh, God.
Here's my problem. And we got all this talk about slick baseballs and things like that.
I know.
I worry a little bit that Rich Hill, who relies so much on his breaking pitches, maybe more than any starter in baseball, throws his curveball about 37% of the time.
Verlander likes the slider and stuff, but he doesn't have to count on it. He's got other
Verlander
pitches.
Could just pump 97 high in the zone. My worry here is that Rich Hill, if that curveball's not working, and look, the Astros this season too, best hitting team by WRC Plus against lefties, the lowest strikeout rate against left-handed pitching so far this season.
I think
The Dodgers win if they win. They win the series if they win tonight.
I think we should send. Why don't you send ICE down to the stadium and see if this Gurriel guy even has a green card? You know, the racist guy with the hair there. Say, let's look for the guy with the goofy hair. We're watching you, Gurriel. Are you even supposed to be here? Just saying.
Verlander's plus 105.
I know that's
right
somewhat
now.
Offensive what I just said, but he's a racist, so it isn't.
Yeah,
that's how
true.
I get away with it. Game time decisions continues. Screw you, Gurriel.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Your legend, Assassin, is spreading. Assassin's Creed Origins, rated M for mature.
You're looking for an edge, any opportunity to be the best. You should start in the power seat. DX Racer offers the most innovative chairs on the market, whether for gaming or the office. DX Racer sets the standard that the competition just can't beat. Go to DXRacer.com and enter the promo code FANTASY2017 for 15% off the regular price of a chair. DX Racer, how you play the game.
Straining pasta is such a pain when the noodles spill and go down the drain. There has to be a better way.
Hi, Chef Daniel Green here with my new Gotham Steel Pasta Pot with tempered glass lid and built-in strainer, plus our exclusive Stay Cool Twist and Lock handle. Look here, just twist to lock, then drain the pot. With Gotham Steel, you're guaranteed perfect straining and delicious meals every time. The secret's the twist and lock handles that stay cool to the touch and hold the lid down tight. Even upside down with 5 pounds of potatoes. Our Thai ceramic surface is made with super strong titanium and a super slick ceramic. It's durable, so mashing potatoes with electric beaters won't scratch it. Plus, nothing sticks while cooking. Mac and cheese just slides right out. You can even melt cheese right in the pot with no sticking. Try that with another pan. It's a disaster. Our tempered glass lid is high strength and virtually damage proof with both large straining holes and smaller ones, so even the smallest veggies can't escape. The four-quart pot is large enough for a whole seafood boil. Easily drain the broth, then feast your eyes on this. And there's no easier way to hard boil and drain up to 2 dozen eggs. Plus, it's the best way to drain the fat off ground beef. Add beans, tomato sauce and spices for an easy, delicious Texas chili. Or look here, pop some corn. It's non-stick, so no oil is needed. Then mix in marshmallows, chocolate chips and pour out to cool. So good. So don't let straining get you stressed.
Get your Gotham Steel Pasta Pot with flip-in lock handles and tempered glass straining lid for just $29.99 plus shipping. Plus, we'll even guarantee it for 90 days. But wait, call now and you can get a Gotham Steel pan with Ticerama surface. Just pay separate fee. You'll get it all, a huge $80 value for just $29.99. Call now.
To order, call 1-800-477-1562. That's 1-800-477-1562. Or order online at GothamSteelPot.ca.
Game time decisions on the Fantasy Sports Network continues. I am Gabe Morenci. We got a ton of stuff to get to on the program. Let's bring in Mike Cardano. What's going on, Mike?
I'm going to analyze some news for you. We have news today.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on, man. And, you know, the trade deadline's at 4 o'clock. I've been kidding all day, Mike. I didn't even know the NFL had a trade deadline day. So there were never any trades midseason before.
You know, it's amazing. It's good for the league, though. Everybody's talking about it. But coincidentally, we had our highest listenership of the year on Fantasy Sports Radio Network this morning when the Ajayi news came out.
Wow. Good stuff. So... wow, I hope it wasn't a big drop-off at noon when me and Cam came on.
You had a good lead-in.
Yeah, it was a good show with me and Cam today. We came out smoking. We talked about the Ajayi stuff, actually, off the top. Because, you know, sometimes we can get pretty random. We talked about the Ajayi stuff off the top. I did not talk about the Elliott stuff. And I saw you tweeting about this. Man, this Elliott stuff is like CNN in Russia. At some point, you're like, dear God, like, I don't care. Is he suspended or not? I don't care anymore. It's like, it's at that point right now with this guy.
Well, you know, I'm over it. And if you're playing fantasy and you didn't have a contingency plan by now, you can't claim you didn't have enough time to have one. So I'm not sorry for you.
All right, Dub. So Jimmy G to the Niners. Seems to make sense that they'll just bring Hoyer in right now. And I never cheer... unlike you that wanted Brady's legs to get broken last year, unlike you, I'm not cheering for anyone to get injured. Even when I bet, Mike, because I, you know, it could happen to you, or I don't want to get hit by a car watching TV. Oh, I hope Drew Brees gets hurt, and then I get hit by a bus. You know what I mean? So I don't cheer for injury, but I'm just saying, if Tom Brady gets hurt now, hey, Buffalo Bills plus 800 to win that division is looking pretty good if we can beat your Jets Thursday.
Listen, I'm just saying, if Belichick traded somebody, he's not all that. He's had him long enough now. They're not going to trade somebody they know is going to be the franchise. It just isn't. I don't know what he's going to do here in San Francisco. He's not going to be Joe Montana. He's not going to be Steve Young, I'll tell you that.
Not to mention he was going to be a free agent. If you're San Francisco, what you gave up a second-round pick for? You know?
You're going to get snowed if you trade with the Patriots one way or the other.
Yeah, I know. And I don't know. Is Jimmy G going to be better than Josh Rosen? Is he better than Lamar Jackson will be? I'm not so sure he is.
Can you tell me, are people going to block for him? I don't know.
All right, so I think the best deal – listen, it's hard to argue with the Eagles, but the Eagles are already good anyways. So the Eagles are just, they're getting cocky now. They're fine-tuning things. They're like, all right, this is for real. The Eagles are all in. But I think the most impactful deal today, and we had a surprise guest on Red Heat and Rage Radio today, Mike. First appearance ever from the King. And, you know, I told Engel, I said, I appreciate that because I know the King was kicked back celebrating the Dwayne Brown trade. He had hot girls, like, dropping grapes in his mouth, and he's drinking wine like a king and stuff. But I think the Dwayne Brown of Seattle is the most football impactful move. The guy's a Pro Bowl. He's a high-end caliber player going to a football team that's a dangerous football team with a weakness that was just filled. Not completely filled, but they're a hell of a lot better now with Dwayne Brown on their team than they are without him on their team.
Yeah, absolutely. They really had a need there. The interesting thing is that the Texans now have a franchise quarterback. And now without the tackle here, he's going to be running around like a chicken with no head.
I don't understand that move either. Good
well,
job.
Well, it's salary, right? Freeze up. They got to pay him. He's going to want to get paid, right? You got to get rid of some salary.
And also Dwayne
is going to get paid.
Dwayne Brown, the media talked about DeAndre Hopkins walking out of practice, but McNair met with the Texans on Saturday. And I guess it made things worse. Like, McNair didn't apologize, essentially. And I guess Dwayne Brown was the most vocal. You know, there were some words that Brown basically told him off, and here we are now a couple of days later. He's not on the team anymore.
Listen, you and I lived through the 77-78 Yankees and the early the Oakland A's. I don't care if everybody can't stand each other's guts in a locker room in whatever sport it is.
Once they
get between the lines, that's it. They play.
You know, dude, I said the same thing. You see Adam Gase, they're trying to smear Ajayi on the way out, and they're like, oh, he was unhappy after games because he didn't get the ball even if we won. Yeah, like 92% of every other good player in the NFL, Mike. You know what I mean? Like you said, I don't care if the guy's a nice guy or whatever. Just tell you, don't go around breaking the law. And I don't care if you want to bitch about not getting the ball after him. I don't care. You want the ball more. It's called competition. It's funny, though. You know, some guys, they're spoiled. They're jerks. Other guys, they're just good competitors like that. Show me a good champion athlete or an alpha male athlete that doesn't want more, Mike.
It's an issue if you got a losing record. It's not a problem if you have a winning record. The interesting thing with that trade is LeGarrette Blount is averaging 4.7 yards per carry this season and 2.9 yards after initial contact, which is the best in the NFL. He's not going to go away.
I think it gives him a nice 1-2 punch.
24/7.
I think it gives him a nice 1-2 punch here, man. Ajayi can bust some big ones, and, you know, inside the 10, you start pounding Blount. I think they got a great 1-2 combo now.
I agree. It was a good trade by it.
All right. So, I don't know what's going on. Listen, I'm coming down here. Am I going to the game alone? Modica.
No, I'm going with you.
You're going because I spoke to Lou last night. I said, what's the deal, Lou? He goes, I don't know. Lou's a big shot, though, right? So he's like, I don't know if I have time to go. And he goes, Mike's going to go. And I was like, really? Cardano's going now, so we're going. All right, I'm fired up, Mike.
Yeah, I guess we didn't get corporate suite tickets, so he won't go, so I'll take it.
Oh, that's what it is. He doesn't like sitting with the common folk, huh?
The common folk, no.
Where are we sitting? Do we have good seats, or are we up there?
I think they are.
So who do you like in this game?
Listen, you got to like the Bills, but I'm concerned with McCoy on short rest here. I think the spread is 3.5. If that can get up to 4, I'd feel pretty confident taking the Jets. Listen, the Jets have problems more than anything else with depth. You see they're in these games. They're in all the games. They can't finish them. I really don't see that changing in this game here. But if I can get to 4 points here, I would take the Jets.
I can't lie. I'm worried as a Bills fan. And camera 2, Drew's like, they're going to lose because you're going. Thanks, Drew. Yeah, so I'm worried about it. I just see McCown throwing the ball all over on us, and me go, what the hell are you guys doing? What's wrong with you? But, no, I've got confidence in the Bills. Looks like, I don't know, Mike, I'll be betting on this game, buddy. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting being there. I'll have a nice big bet. I don't go to games, so I'm going to lay a big play on it. So, World Series, Where do you rank this World Series, Mike? Out of it's not the best played World Series. Like, it's kind of sloppy and high scoring, but the drama has been through the roof, and the offensive explosions have been through the roof, and the resiliency of both teams, man, these close games. You know, like, normally I don't like, you know, American League softball style baseball that's all high scoring and stuff, but when you got a game that's, you know, 4-0, 4-4, 7-4, 7-7, 10-7, 10-10, 12-10, 12-12, that's as good as it gets. Like, this is all-time classic. Where do you rank this stuff?
Listen, purists have to hate this stuff, right? Because there's no pitching going on here, but it's very entertaining, right? You know, at the moment, and I know it's the last thing in our memory, so it's the best thing, but I don't remember wanting to stay up till 1:45 in the morning to watch the end of one. I think it's crazy. I have to tell you, though, I've been listening to some of your guests, and I've got a big problem in reading the media stuff with this slippery ball stuff. let me listen. Did the slippery ball hurt Kershaw when he had 11 strikeouts in 7 innings?
I said the
did
same
it hurt
thing.
Verlander? Let me finish. Did it hurt Verlander when he had a no-no with 2 outs in the 5th? Gabe, this is a ball. It's rubbed with Mississippi mud clay. Same as their ball. I don't care what you could put KY jelly on this ball. It doesn't make a difference. When you throw, and if you're going to spin the ball, you're going to get tilt. You're going to hold the laces, right? And you're going to get on one side or the other. You can do it like Fernando Valenzuela and twist your arm this way and contort yourself, or you can do it like every other human and do it this way. If you raise the laces, that's a difference, or if you lower the laces. I don't care about this part. It's not making a difference. You didn't see anybody complaining when Kershaw struck out 11. There was nobody complaining when Verlander had a no-no going. The relievers are guessed. As soon as they brought Brandon Morrow in the game, I tweeted out, this is a mistake. When you're fatigued, you're not only going to lose velocity, but placement and movement. They're all guessed. Every reliever, they're walking the first. How many times did the first guy up, the reliever, walk the first batter?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Time and time again.
This game should help because there's some rest going on.
We got to get out of here, Mike. So who wins tonight?
Listen, I got money on the Astros game. I'm sticking with it.
All right. I like it better.
I waited until after Kershaw pitched game one to place the bet.
We got to get out of here, literally. I like it, though. Everyone's picking the Astros. Dodgers win for sure. We're coming up next with our plays of the day where I'll be right. They'll be wrong.
Thursday.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Time for our plays today. We really don't have a lot of time. Don't listen to all the hype. Ooh, Verlander. Dodgers win tonight. We're going 7. Late at 5 with the Pacers. Let's go over 230 in the next game.